Mornings, best variety, Mix 97, Ace of Base. 7:57 Wednesday with Dr. Julie Galthorpe in studio, and we are talking about uncomplicating consent. Not as confusing as it sounds. And I guess the thing I want to know is, what about when teens, you know, when kids become teens or young adults, is it still as easy to figure this thing out?
Yeah, because if you come at relationships as being equal, where they require consent, meaning, again, both people have to agree and there is a need for empathy for other humans, even in highly charged sexual situations, this does not need to be complicated. You know, the earlier parents teach basic laws of human connectedness, meaning, again, both people have to agree to the relationship, the easier it will be for teens and young adults as they explore intimacy. So the second thing, though, is you have to get rid of that major obstacle with asking consent and coming forward when there has been an assault, and that is shame. So shame gets in the way of setting boundaries, it gets in the way of asking questions, and it gets in the way of reporting. You know, since we know that shame silences people, the last thing that we want to do as parents when kids are young or when they're teens is have them see their bodies in a way that makes things worse. So rather than focusing solely on safety in relationships, helpful discussions about consent should focus on the need for human connectedness, meaning empathy and love.
I think on both parties, boys and girls, should and need to be a little bit more mindful about who they're engaging in that activity with, because, you know, when things become very convoluted and those spontaneous moments happen, that's when accidents happen, that's when tragedies can happen. You know, you have to teach your kids, I guess, to be more respectful of their bodies and to think before they, you know, jump into that a kind of activity with somebody.
That's right. You know, and I think we can learn a lot from Europe and how they approach teaching kids about their bodies. And they look at it, you know, to have a body confidence where they're taught to treat their bodies with respect and openness. So every part of your body is talked about openly rather than some parts, like your arms and legs you talk about normally. And then other parts you talk about in a hushed tone, like it's something that you need to be embarrassed about or ashamed of. Yes. So it's the secret part that creates the shame, prevents people from asking questions, and prevents open conversations about sex and intimacy.
Very good.
It's a tough thing, you know. It definitely is, because on both sides, you know, accidents can happen, and that's when the real tragedies happen. And accidents don't happen just for that one night. It's like, you know, if the girl gets pregnant or whatever, then both parties are going to be paying for it for the rest of their lives. So it's a serious thing, not just affecting those two lives, but a future life. And it's not all, like, it's not all fun and games, you know.
Yeah, I think that we need to be realistic about things, right? We can't talk to kids or teens about every potential situation that may arise, but what we can do is teach them the importance of consent, asking for consent in human intimacy and relationships, and make it as important from when they're little and they're growing up as when we're teaching them about safety and saying no. Teach them to ask for permission.
If you have children or teenagers or preteens and you want to talk to Dr. Julie Galthorpe, where can people reach out for help?
Well, feel free to call our office at 613-962-1852 or look us up online.
And a great conversation, as always, one that should continue. People have to have this conversation.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We'll do it again next week, hopefully.
Yeah, have a great week.
All right, you as well. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.